Welcome to this executive summary of the Business Relationships course. I'm James, and I'll be taking you through this audio. I'll be joined by Susan, who will explain each topic. In today's connected world, relationships and collaboration have never been more important within and between organizations. In today's fast-changing and connected business environment, business leaders need to be constantly aware of both new risks and value-generating opportunities. Gone are the days where strategies, plans, and operating models could remain stable or be developed in isolation. In this audio, we have also captured some examples of good business relationships in practice at Unilever, Procter & Gamble, Rolls-Royce, Nestle, DHL, and L'Oreal. These and other organizations are showing how a good business relationship is a win-win for everyone and may inspire you to do the same. All our courses are structured in a simple way, which is basically doing it right, presented in business language and organized into four stages in a continual life cycle. Doing the right things, doing them the right way, getting them done well, and getting the benefits. Each topic is presented in a cookbook style, here's how, like a recipe, this is what you need, like the ingredients, and this is how it can go wrong, like the cook's tips. The first stage is doing the right things to achieve good business relationships by defining relationship purpose, relationship strategy, and a relationship value plan. So, Susan, how best to define a relationship purpose?
Here's how. First, identify the values that form the relationship. Then define the business reason for the relationship, what we wish to accomplish together. Then identify what will make the relationship sustainable. And finally, define the desired working arrangements, including use of collaboration technologies. This is what you'll need to put relationship purpose into action. A reason for working together that creates lasting benefits for both organizations. And shared relationship values, beliefs, and working principles. But this is what can go wrong. Cost as the overarching driver. One party in the relationship having too much influence. Unclear roles. And underestimating the impact of technology challenges and opportunities. Unilever has defined its business partnering purpose as a focus on driving sustainable business growth by closely aligning finance and other support functions with the company's strategic objectives. Unilever defines its business relationships purpose as a commitment to creating mutually beneficial partnerships that align with its broader goals of sustainability, ethical practices, and long-term growth. The purpose of these relationships is to build a network of stakeholders, including suppliers, customers, distributors, and other partners that share Unilever's values and contribute to its mission of making sustainable living commonplace.
Susan, how best to drive relationship strategy?
Here's how.
First, define why are we doing it? What business outcomes do we want? Then, understand how best to leverage the role of each party. Link business and relationship objectives. Create an atmosphere of trust and mutual commitment to achieve one common set of objectives. This is what you'll need to put relationship strategy into action. A relationship strategy map based on shared objectives. Effective governance ensuring clear decision-making. Leadership that cascades strategic thinking. Communications that are clear, concise, and effective in creating a buy-in and support from everyone affected. And finally, strategic-level relationship managers to facilitate execution of the strategic plan. But this is what can go wrong. Executives not engaged and delegating too much to account managers focused on delivery, not relationships. Poor understanding of the challenges in achieving goals. Key third parties treated as suppliers, not partners. Vendors focused only on selling their solutions, not customer needs. James, I really like how Nestlé defines its business relationship strategy. It's a fundamental aspect of its broader corporate mission to enhance quality of life and contribute to a healthier future. The strategy is focused on building and maintaining strong, sustainable, and mutually beneficial relationships with a wide range of stakeholders, including suppliers, customers, consumers, and communities. They claim it helps in creating shared value, sustainable sourcing, long-term partnerships, and a customer-centric approach.
Susan, how best to drive the last topic in doing the right thing, a relationship value plan?
Here's how.
First, define how value from the relationship will be monitored. Then, create a value plan derived from relationship strategy objectives defining the desired benefits. This is what you'll need to put a value plan into action. A value plan template with clear instructions. A value plan completed with all necessary content, including benefits by time frame, reporting schedule, how the benefits will be measured, responsible stakeholders, and points of action if the benefits are not realized. But this is what can go wrong. Inability to identify real measurable business benefits or metrics that are difficult to measure. Once value plan is approved, it is filed or forgotten, or a value plan just done to get a tick in the box. Unilever uses benefit plans strategically to enhance business relationships by aligning the interests of its employees, suppliers, and other partners with the company's broader goals of sustainability, growth, and innovation. Unilever's employee benefit plans include incentives tied to achievement of business goals. Suppliers have incentive plans to reward sustainable practices and shared capacity building, and they deliver benefits to the communities in which they operate.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the second stage, doing them the right way, to achieve effective business relationships by addressing relationship management, relationship roles, and strategic partnerships. Susan, how to apply good relationship management?
Here's how.
First, ensure that there is shared ownership for driving value. Then, plan and monitor the relationship based on converged objectives and roadmaps. Ensure optimal use of resources across all parties with a working environment that optimizes the productivity of people and teams. This is what you'll need to put relationship management into action. Clear and transparent status reporting. A central team that captures key performance data. A culture that encourages personal responsibility and timely and effective communications. But this is what can go wrong. Not enough focus on enablement of tasks and red tape or over-engineered procedures that can slow everything down. Procter & Gamble has a long-standing reputation for managing its business relationships effectively. The company's success in this area is driven by a strategic approach that focuses on collaboration, innovation, trust, and sustainability.
Susan, thank you. Now, how best to organize relationship roles? Here's how.
Ensure there is an executive steering group with agreed mandate, supported by leadership that promotes teamwork and getting the job done, clear roles and responsibilities at all levels, and relationship managers that facilitate partnering. This is what you'll need to organize relationship roles. A culture that encourages shared planning, the steering committee to approve, oversee, and direct the plan, transparent reporting of performance by all parties, regular communications so that everyone is aware of progress, a high-performing culture on a foundation of safety, and an environment that includes social and fun activities. But this is what can go wrong. Hierarchies that slow down decision-making. And silos that create disconnects and misunderstandings. Nestlé carefully manages the roles in its business relationships through a structured approach that emphasizes clarity, collaboration, accountability, and alignment with its strategic goals. This approach ensures that all parties involved in the relationship understand their responsibilities, work effectively together, and contribute to mutual success. They focus on clear role definition, cross-functional teams, flexibility and adaptation, training and capacity building.
Thanks, Susan. Please explain the last and very current topic in doing it the right way, strategic partnerships.
Here's how.
Define one converged set of relationship objectives and ensure shared ownership for achieving value from the relationship. This is what you'll need to put strategic partnerships into action. The demand side of the relationship proactively facilitates partnering with the supply side. A culture of trust in one another and your success is my success. An environment that supports teamwork and collaboration. But this is what can go wrong. Rigid contracts and unreasonable performance agreements with providers and vendors. Unreasonable or unrealistic expectations given available resources. DHL has significantly enhanced its business relationships through strategic partnering by focusing on collaboration, innovation, sustainability, and customer-centric solutions. These strategic partnerships allow DHL to extend its capabilities, enter new markets, and improve its service offerings. DHL encouraged co-innovation with its clients, forming technology partnerships with leading vendors in areas such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, Internet of Things, and blockchain into its logistics and supply chain operations. In recent years, it has driven green sustainability partnerships, such as its collaboration with Volvo for electric trucks and with other companies for alternative fuel sources.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the third stage, getting them done well, by operating the relationship, effectively considering people, performance, and lessons learned. Susan, how best to optimize the performance of people?
Here's how.
Create and maintain a team environment. Include fun activities and celebrations, and define performance measures that encourage and recognize personal contribution. Make sure there is a balance between teamwork, other business priorities, and personal time. This is what you'll need to make people productive. A culture of passion for change, a positive focus on driving business benefits, a mature attitude to failure, leadership that is responsible for team performance, and an effective shared communication plan. But this is what can go wrong. Silos will inhibit teamwork. Communication gaps and misunderstandings can easily happen. A culture of blame, not encouraging failure. And there may be toxic or unproductive work situations. L'Oréal has placed a strong emphasis on people both internally and externally in its approach to building and maintaining successful business relationships. The company focuses on talent development and an inclusive work environment.
Susan, how best to ensure effective performance?
Here's how.
Use the value plan as the basis for monitoring performance and have regular oversight meetings to deal with any relationship issues. This is what you'll need to put effective performance into action. Support from a value monitoring function, up-to-date and accurate financial and other relevant performance data. A culture that promotes transparency and truth regarding performance, and engaged and committed key stakeholders. But this is what can go wrong. Who shouts loudest gets priority. Difficulty with prioritizing and allocating resources, and over-focus on costs, eroding value creation. Coca-Cola employs a comprehensive approach to drive and monitor performance in its business relationships, focusing on collaboration, data-driven insights, and continuous improvement. Coca-Cola leverages sales and market data to monitor the performance of its business relationships. By analyzing sales trends, market share, and consumer behavior, Coca-Cola gains insights into how well its partners are performing and how effectively products are reaching the market. Coca-Cola uses business intelligence and analytics tools to track and analyze performance data. These tools provide real-time insights and help identify trends, opportunities, and areas requiring attention.
And Susan, how best to ensure lessons learned?
Here's how.
Take a snapshot to identify current performance issues as a baseline for improvement. Encourage self and team assessments. Anticipate corrective actions and justify any critical improvements. This is what you'll need to put lessons learned into action. A culture that drives improvements, processes, and controls that are streamlined. But this is what can go wrong. Relationship managers caught in the middle of slow decision makers and operational challenges, and leaders unwilling to trust and guide technology providers. Coca-Cola is committed to continuous improvement in its business relationships. The company regularly reviews performance data, gathers feedback, and implements changes to enhance processes, address challenges, and capitalize on new opportunities. Coca-Cola encourages innovation and the adoption of best practices within its partner network. By sharing successful strategies and learning from each other, partners can improve their performance and contribute to the overall success of the relationship.
Thanks, Susan. Let's move on to the last stage that is often overlooked, getting the benefits, and look at shared ownership, value measurement, and value realization. Susan, please explain the first topic, shared ownership.
Here's how.
Ensure that everyone contributes to the delivery of value. Involve all the key role players. Demonstrate a mature attitude to accept failure. Support corrective actions and recognize success. And ensure ownership between all parties for shared risks and rewards. This is what you'll need to put shared ownership into action. A culture that promotes collaboration, committed business sponsors, everyone working together as partners, and mutual trust and respect. But this is what can go wrong. Technology providers too eager to say yes without fully understanding the business need. Leaders who don't have the time to build bridges and reconcile differences. Rolls-Royce applies shared ownership principles in its business relationships to foster collaboration, align interests, and drive mutual success. This approach is particularly evident in its strategic partnerships, joint ventures, and service contracts. Rolls-Royce forms joint ventures with other companies to leverage complementary strengths and resources. For example, partnerships with aerospace companies and technology firms allow Rolls-Royce to share the financial and operational risks of developing new technologies or entering new markets. Shared ownership in these ventures aligns the interests of all parties and ensures that each partner has a stake in the success of the project. Rolls-Royce's Power by the Hour agreements exemplify shared ownership in service relationships. Under these contracts, Rolls-Royce and its customers share the responsibility for maintaining and operating engines or equipment. Rolls-Royce is incentivized to ensure high performance and reliability because its compensation is tied to the operational hours and performance of the equipment.
Susan, please explain value measurement.
Here's how.
Provide transparent communication of the relationship performance and continually maintain the relationship value plan. This is what you'll need to put value measurement into action. A culture of shared commitment to success, passionate, dedicated sponsors, clear and understandable value reporting, and committed and engaged stakeholders. But this is what can go wrong. Badly prepared or poorly attended review meetings, and stakeholders who say they have no time and avoid participating and delegate important actions to others. DHL uses a multifaceted approach to measure performance in its business relationships, focusing on key metrics, customer satisfaction, operational efficiency, and strategic alignment. DHL holds periodic performance review meetings with partners to assess progress, discuss performance against KPIs, and address any issues. These reviews provide an opportunity for open communication and collaborative problem solving. DHL utilizes performance dashboards to provide real-time visibility into key metrics and performance indicators. These dashboards enable both DHL and its partners to track performance, identify trends, and make data-driven decisions.
Susan, explain how to obtain value realization.
Here's how.
Commitment to the value plan and a focus on all the activities needed to drive value from the relationship. Leaders who take ownership for delivering benefits, relationship managers who drive and facilitate value-adding outcomes, and relationship managers who persuade and influence the right actions to deliver the right results. This is what you'll need to put value realization into action. Commitment from all support functions, leaders sustaining the drive for value, a culture of shared passion for value delivery, and positive communications to all affected role players. But this is what can go wrong. Issues discovered far too late, and work considered complete when the solution or service has been delivered. Nestlé drives value realization in its business relationships through a combination of strategic alignment, collaboration, performance management, and innovation. The company's approach focuses on ensuring that all parties involved in its business relationships achieve mutual benefits and contribute to long-term success. Nestlé leverages consumer insights and market data to drive value in its business relationships. Understanding consumer preferences and trends, helps Nestlé and its partners develop products and services that meet market demands and create value for customers. Nestlé works with partners to develop tailored solutions that address specific market needs. By customizing offerings to suit local preferences or industry requirements, Nestlé ensures that the products and services deliver maximum value.
Thanks, Susan. That is the end of the executive summary. Download the summary PDF, presented as an executive checklist, and use it to see how well your organization is applying good governance in practice. It will also highlight the areas that have been overlooked and need attention. Remember, there is no one size fits all, as every organization is different. Applying this guidance is an art as well as a science. You will need to consider the culture, leadership style, and working environment, as well as current capabilities and level of maturity. Stay connected with us and let us know how you are progressing. Suggestions to improve are always welcome too. If coaching is needed, we can help. Contact us at info@execed.online.